Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We have big weather changes unfolding this morning. We have some rain now. KRLD Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff says the cold front will move through by mid-morning, turning colder and staying wet today. Make sure you dress appropriately if you have to get out. Dan has your weather updates, including the latest on that really strong cold front that's coming on News Radio 1080 and at KRLD.com. It is Friday, October 23rd, the Dallas School Board decides it must offer both in-person and virtual learning to all students, even though teachers continue to push for a return to online-only learning because the coronavirus is spreading. We get the latest from KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Teachers at last night's Dallas ISD board meeting said it's tough to get students to follow mask guidelines and social distancing rules, but they say even other teachers and even administrators are refusing to wear their masks.
What I don't love is that I have no true control over my own health and safety.
This is not a matter of being stricter about enforcing expectations. The expectations themselves are unrealistic.
They say now that Dallas County's moved into the highest threat level for COVID-19 spread, Dallas ISD should move back to all virtual learning. But the district says that's not an option. The Texas Education Agency was granting waivers for districts to stay virtual for 4 weeks, but the deadline was October 5th. And in the first week of October, Dallas County was still in the orange threat level, not red. Dallas ISD says the TEA has restrictive requirements for districts to get waivers, and those waivers would be short in duration.
That's Alan Skaya reporting. Tarrant County continues to lead the area in the number of new coronavirus cases. Tarrant County yesterday reporting 732 new cases and 2 deaths. Dallas County, 351 new cases and 3 deaths. Collin County, 126 new cases and 1 death. In Denton County, officials confirmed 124 new cases, no new fatalities. However, in Denton County, another person has been diagnosed with West Nile virus. It's a person from Carrollton, and it's the 6th human case of West Nile in Denton County this year. The virus is spread by mosquitoes, so health experts are urging people to drain any standing water in the yard where mosquitoes can breed and use insect repellent with DEET when outside. In Mansfield, police make an arrest in connection with an attack on a woman earlier this week. KRLD's Austin York with the update on a story we told you about a couple of days ago.
Police say the woman was getting out of her car in her driveway early Monday morning when a man ran toward her, knocking her to the ground, causing her minor injuries. The woman was able to fight the man off. Police say tips and media posts started pouring in, leading them to 32-year-old Alquitarius Jordan. He was arrested in Dallas. Jordan is also believed to have been behind several car burglaries in Mansfield as well. He's been charged with assault, bodily injury, and unlawful restraint. Police say Jordan also had other warrants out for his arrest in other area cities. Bond has been set at $20,000. Austin, York News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Dallas man admits to planting a fake bomb near railroad tracks. And as KRLD's LP Phillips reports, that's a federal offense.
37-year-old Mark Robert of Dallas pleaded guilty to a count of false information and hoaxes for putting a fake bomb next to railroad tracks. It happened in the early morning hours of December 21, 2018, along the Kansas City rail lines in Dallas. A conductor spotted a device that had red and green flashing lights. It also had a battery, and the whole thing was taped together. The bomb squad was called and figured out quickly it was harmless. Investigators traced the phony bomb to Robert using fingerprints. Sentencing is set for March. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
In Tarrant County, a polling location had to be shut down because a poll worker became infected with COVID-19. It's the polling site at Brookside Community Center in Hearst. Tarrant County elections officials say the last day the lead clerk was there was Monday, October 19th. They're not saying when he tested positive, but the site has been closed, is being cleaned, and all other poll workers there are in quarantine. The elections department working to get a replacement team and a new polling site in the Hearst area. Texas Republicans tried to stop it, but drive-through voting continues in the Houston area. The update from KRLD's Austin Bureau Chief Chris Fox.
The Texas Supreme Court declined to comment on why it denied the multiple legal challenges. Republican Party of Texas Chairman Alan West has argued that Harris County election clerk Chris Hollins violated the state election law by using the drive-through locations.
It talks about how those people who cannot go into a voting location or somehow have a handicap impediment, they are the ones that are able to do the curbside, not just open it up for every single person.
So far, more than 70,000 ballots have been collected at the drive-through sites. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Mesquite is urging people still suffering financially because of the pandemic to apply for help because the city still has relief money available. Here's KRLD's Stephen Pickering.
Mesquite's COVID-19 recovery program still has about $1.5 million that were allocated by the CARES Act. Residents who have been financially impacted by COVID-19 can receive up to $1,500 per month for up to 6 months. That includes people who were previously rejected or have already received help. The fund is specifically set up to help people with utility, mortgage, or rent payments. The deadline to apply is November 30th. Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Sports World Series Game 3 tonight in Arlington. Tampa Bay and the Dodgers are tied at one game apiece. The Cowboys now trail the Eagles by a half game in the division. Dallas plays at Washington at noon Sunday on 105.3 The Fan. High school football winners from last night: Denton Ryan, Denton Guyer, Plano West, Mansfield, Southlake Carroll, Euless Trinity, Sachse, Northwest Eaton, McKinney Boyd, and Rowlett all picked up victories. Get the full preview of tonight's high school games, including our game of the week between Frisco Lebanon Trail and Frisco High, at KRLD.com.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere, for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.